This year I've noticed that just personally, I've been really looking into the octave, 8 days of Christmas. And I've mentioned yesterday, and you'll see in the bulletin, both from Les and from me, we actually have two different articles. I was really curious again about how interesting the octaves are. Like, again, we go Christmas to the death of Stephen, St. Stephen. Then you have the St. John the Evangelist. And tomorrow, we won't have Mass here, but we have the Holy Innocents, the children that were slaughtered. Then we get into this weekend of the Holy Family. We continue to go forward with interesting situations. And like Easter is Easter itself. Everything else is dominated. It's Easter basically every day. Where in the octave of Christmas, it's the same other saints or martyrs. And it's, in my mind, curious, and I just continue to grow in my own spiritual life, but also, hopefully, with preaching, how it does make sense. The church didn't just make this, like, take a dartboard and just throw the dart at it and say, all right, this is what we're having after Christmas. And I think so much of the decisions are so deep in our Catholicism liturgical year. And so, one, you know, again, just the prayer, the very beginning prayer. O God, who through the blessed Apostle John have unlocked for us the secrets of your word, grant, we pray, that we may grasp with proper understanding what he has so marvelously brought to our ears. For me, you probably know I've said before that these vesicles on my chest and my back are the images of the evangelists. And I always chose John on my chest because it's my favorite evangelist. It's not like I don't like Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And John the evangelist was represented by an eagle. Where Matthew, Mark, and Luke are a human and an ox and a lion. And the eagle is the one that flies high for the spiritual and theologian thoughts of Jesus Christ, which John the Evangelist wrote. Also, he was the one that wrote both the Gospel and three epistles and the Revelations, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Only Luke, beside John, wrote the Gospel according to Luke, as well as the book of the Acts. Matthew, Mark just had the Gospel, and John had the most written of the evangelists of the four. Another curiosity that you probably know is that John the Evangelist was not a martyr. He was one of the 12 that did not die as a martyr. The only other one was those that turned Jesus in, who killed himself. And some other kind of powerful things that make sense as I'm trying to think and pray my own mind about how many different things that John the Evangelist showed us and Jesus and Mary. Like the fact that Jesus was the only one of the 12 that stayed at the cross with Jesus. That Jesus on the cross gave his mother a virgin, given to John the Evangelist, a virgin, and an apostle, and an evangelist. He was also on two different times, at least, that like the reading today, I kind of like this, I smile a little bit. I remembered running in Assisi, this huge hill to run because I was running during our retreat. And I was reading the same gospel, thinking about and just imagining how John knew that Peter was the rock. And John was still faster than Peter running. And he got to the tomb. But he didn't go in the tomb because he knew Peter was the Pope. And so he waited for Peter to go in first. And then John went in, and at the very end, he said, and he saw and believed. Or if you remember when John and the apostles, you know, of course, Peter was there, and they went out fishing after Jesus died. And he was risen again, and he was on the beach of the Sea of Galilee. They're about 100 yards away, and they're fishing, and Jesus, remember that, how Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything?" And they said, "No," which is what all fishermen say when they don't catch anything. And he says, "We'll try on the right side of the boat." And it was, again, John that pointed to Peter and said, "Hey, that's the Lord." And that's when Peter jumps into the sea 100 yards away from the shore, swimming in while everybody else is holding and catching these fish that are pulling them into the beach. John the Evangelist is so important in our spiritual lives, especially in the scriptures, and his writing is so deep and so high as well. And so to me, it makes a little more sense this year as I'm trying to dive into what the days are for and why. And I recommend you to do the same, to kind of think about why is it? And that's really part of both Les's venue and mine as well. Why? Why with the octave of Christmas we go from the birth of Jesus to the death of somebody? Or then the St. John the Evangelist, then the Holy Martyrs, I mean, going through and then the Holy Family and so on and so forth. Why? Why is that in the history? Why is that in? Why does that make sense? How do we grow in our spiritual journey during the octave of Christmas? We're going forward and backwards in the readings. I just recommend to keep diving in yourself, because I'm doing that personally. So many of these are just my own random thoughts and trying to grow spiritually through the readings of the scriptures. And obviously the church made these decisions. Again, not throwing a dart at the dartboard to just guess, but to really give us an opportunity to keep coming to daily Mass. So celebrate our third day of the octave with St. John the Evangelist, and St. John the Evangelist, pray for us.